You're listening to Marriage Takeover with Eric and Tamika Thompson, helping to enrich your marriage.
It's your girl Tamika.
It's your boy E-Rock, Nim.
We keep it real.
We keep it raw.
And we keep it uncut.
All day.
Every day. Listen.
And this is Marriage Takeover.
I know, okay. Every now and then I forget about it. Listen, we want to thank you so much for tuning in, for joining us on today.
Thank you.
If this is your first time, we want to make sure that you like, subscribe, all that great jazz, and also share it with a friend this holiday season.
Share it with your homies.
Listen, we just want to thank you so much for stopping by. It's Thanksgiving.
Yes, it is.
It's the holiday season. Yes, it's November, and we are so excited about
it. Are you excited? We excited.
We are excited. So this is a Marriage Takeover Thanksgiving edition. I know you have the family coming in.
You got in-laws.
You got your cousins.
Yeah.
Your girlfriends, your friends getting together. Like everybody
girlfriends.
What? We call girlfriends. We call girlfriends.
Well, fellas, you know, we look at that a little different. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Right. What? No. So, and it's the holiday season, the season of giving, season of being grateful.
Are you grateful?
And if you are subscribed to the Marriage Takeover newsletter,
then
you saw that, you know, we are supposed to be doing a challenge of letting our spouse know every day what we're grateful for them for.
Right.
So I hope that has been something very interesting.
I hope it's been a blessing to you. Hold on. I don't recall you saying anything to me today about how grateful you are about this awesome stallion right here.
Maybe not today, but I have been.
Yeah.
So today, I am grateful for you being so amazing.
What? You used that one already.
I know. Y'all
been trying to recap. This ain't no recap moment. Here we go. We'll try it again.
So I am grateful with how you take charge and making sure that I don't have to stress and worry about things.
You said that on the second.
I did not.
You said that on the second.
I did not.
You said on the second. Said, babe, I just want to let you know. I just love how you take charge. That's what you said.
I said, I love how you lead the family.
No, because remember,
her car
went down. No, it wasn't the first. It was, two weeks ago.
But...
And she was like, I said, give me the thing. I'm taking charge. She was like, baby, I just love the way you take charge. You know, now you remember. Yeah. See? Yes, you did. And I know, honey, let me just tell you, I am grateful for just how awesome you are to have that look of peace, even in the midst of chaos. I am grateful for that because I can look at you in the chaos and then I can feel peaceful because it's like, you know, everything is going to be all right. It's my reminder. So I'm grateful for that. Boom, top that, yo.
Whatever.
Top that. Why she's still thinking.
Right, while I'm still thinking. So, no, it's been a beautiful thing. And being able to just share kind of what we're grateful for.
Yes.
Because I think sometimes we get to moving and we get to doing things and we get to going throughout our lives. And we don't take that opportunity to just sit and say, I'm grateful for this. I'm grateful for that.
Yeah.
We can pick out all of each other's flaws. But when was the last time you told your spouse how grateful you were for something that they've done or for a characteristic that they have?
An attitude of gratitude.
Right. So with that, we're going to go ahead and get started with prayer and get locked and loaded. Amen.
Amen.
God, we thank you for this time, this hour, this fellowship.
Yep.
And we just ask, Lord, that you would just pour in for everybody who is listening, everybody who is watching. We ask that you would just have your way, God. We thank you for the families. We thank you for the lives. We thank you for the marriages. We thank you for the homes that you are allowing us to kind of just sit in.
Mm.
And so, Lord, as we sit in, as they listen, as they take in, we're asking, God, that they hear you, that they see you, that they experience you.
Yes, God.
In the name of Jesus, we're asking, Lord, that you would fill every empty void. We're asking, God, that you would just pour out your love into every home, that you would pour out your favor into every home, that you would pour out your blessings in the name of Jesus.
Yep.
We ask God that you would just have your way,
let
this be a blessing to everyone who listens and who takes part, that the people will share, that your message will get out in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So, let's get started.
Let's get crunk. I'm still
crunk,
waiting.
Crunk.
I'm still waiting to hear what you bring.
Still waiting. Honey, I am grateful.
Don't be. I don't need no instant replay.
I'm not. I am grateful for even in the midst of you overcoming your trials and your situations, over certain circumstances that you still allow for peace to reside. Boom, drop the mic.
That sounds like a lot about what I said, isn't it?
No, that you allow peace to reside. I was thinking, so we got our puppy. You guys know that we got a puppy, and she is adorable. She, last night was the first night we had.
If you got the newsletter, you'll see it.
We had a moment where I was so upset with the puppy because she pooped in her crate. And she's normally amazing at her. Like, we've never had any problems with her. She will go to the bathroom. She's you know, learned to go to the door. When she has got a potty, she's being potty trained. She learns to go to the door, all that good stuff. And last night, I was away for a couple of days, came back. She was excited. So when I went to go get out of her crate, she tinkled in her crate just a little bit. And I think that maybe gave her a little permission to say that it was okay. So last night, we're all in the bed, and she's whining. And I got up, and it was about, 12:30?
Heck no. It was like almost 3 o'clock in the morning.
Was it?
Oh, heck yeah.
Oh. I don't know what time it was. 12:30. I know when I went back to bed, it was 3:30.
It was like, it must have been a quarter to two or something. I know.
Okay.
I saw twos and threes when I woke up. I was like, yo.
So she was whining, and so I was like, honey, we got to get up. We got to take the puppy out. So I was getting up to go and, you know, get the puppy. So she'd go out and use the bathroom, and she had pooped in her crate. And oh, I could have died. I was like, what? Because you could smell it before you could hit the room. And I was just like, oh,
she could have died. I could have killed them.
And she's never done that before. All the time we've had, she's never done that. So I'm like, what happened? What changed? So I got my daughter up, and we all upset. We all mad because we all tired.
No, everybody else, I went back and laid down. Tell the truth.
We are all tired. I, you know, got to wash, shampoo the puppy, wash her because she's got poop all over her paws and stuff. And then we had to clean out her crate and all of that stuff so she could get back in it and not use it again. So it was, to say the least, it was a very eventful night.
You ain't lying about that.
I got my daughter Googling, what makes a dog poop in their crate and da-da-da. So, you know, changes. And so there were two changes that we can at least, you know, come to the forefront of our mind. And we're like, okay, maybe that's what it was. But we were so upset. And my in the midst of that, like, he's had some childhood trauma when it comes to
pets. I ain't had no trauma. When pets, I tell you, I had a PTSD. I had last night with a PTSD moment. Yes, it was.
So childhood trauma when it comes to pets and dogs. And so he I asked him to go bring me a bucket so I could, you know, put the puppy in the bucket and we could wash her. And then he went and did that. Turned back around in his bathrobe and he went back to bed. So that was a peaceful moment.
Listen, I'd rather say peaceful than cause more issues.
That was a peaceful moment. So in the midst of, you know, him overcoming his traumas and challenges, I appreciated the peace in that moment.
I told my daughter, I said, listen. No, my daughter walks into the room. She's like, dang. I was like, what's the matter? Come on, walk with me so I can take the dog out. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, take the dog out for what? And I did everything in the crate.
But it didn't.
Mom wants me to take the dog out. I was like, man, you just let him go. Just let him go.
You will not let my puppy go. So I was cleaning out.
We all outside in the cold, man.
I will say that was the first. The other, she's been perfect. I mean, perfect up until I was like, "What happened?" So that was a challenge.
All you that love pets, you don't have to call the Humane Society. The dog is. It's fine and well.
But it was an aha moment.
It was a moment that we had.
People keep asking us, well, how was it, you know, during the rain and during the, she is amazing with going out.
She didn't care what I knew was bad during the rain. We had like a hard rain, not a rainstorm, but we had a hard rainfall. She had a problem going out.
Yeah, she's been amazing.
I'm just saying,
she's been amazing. And so last night was like, whoa, what happened? Like, what went wrong? What do we need to do so that this doesn't happen again?
I can't tell y'all what I was getting ready to do. I can't tell you that, but go ahead.
So she's been good. And she's I still love her. I still appreciate her. And so that moment was a moment that I was grateful for his peace. at that moment, because it could have absolutely went another way.
Because I didn't know nobody had peace.
I think we were all upset. That
was an act, honey. I'm sorry, I got to be up. That was an act of peace, because I tried my best. I kept my mouth closed.
I appreciate
it. Hey, amen. God is good. We see what he is doing.
Right.
Hallelujah.
So as we walk into this grateful mode for just this month, right? And I want us to continue it, not just for...
You didn't tell her how the dude who got on the carpet because he's on the feet.
So it was messy. That's why I said we. That's why I think we were so, you know, upset, because it was so messy. So it was.
Oh,
I'm getting up to go take her out on the norm, but it was an inconvenience. So let's talk about the inconveniences in the marriages.
Wow.
So when you are inconvenienced in your marriage, how do you respond? How do you bounce back?
You know, the funny thing is, you know, the holidays really do inconvenience marriages. And you're like, you wonder why? Because we get everything ready for everybody else versus us staying ready and staying one, if you will. Because, you know, like for us, for instance, you're like, oh, we got to get this, we got to get that. I'm like,
right,
no,
because
we don't
it's
have to get all that.
When you have family coming in, you want everything to be right. Like, it's got to be. The decorations have to be right. The hospitality has to be. You got to get new towels for your guests.
No, you don't.
All of those different things.
No,
and that's what he's always saying.
No, you don't. Because when them chrome statues leave, guess what? It's going to still, we're going to use the same towels.
We will use those same towels, but I like for the guests to have the first stint at the new towels.
See, that's the thing. She like.
But I buy new towels throughout the year.
Yeah,
if we have guests, I go out and I buy brand
new
towels for the guests.
You know, I don't blame her. It's what she learned, because I noticed my mother-in-law would do that. She would always have, I know, when her favorite son came over, she always had fresh towels for me. I was like, yo,
right.
I felt like the long lost prince
right.
when I came over to my mom.
You don't
want
to give them no mismatched towels. Rags, and you know how you
give a full set.
You know how you had a rags and a towels for a long time, and the rags be all hard.
Get a little balls on it.
You don't want to give that to nobody that's business.
Hey, you got a Brillo pack for a towel, Slim. Well, make sure you scrub clean.
Listen, they're probably already talking about you before they come. You don't want to give them nothing to talk about when they leave.
When they leave, ooh, I can't believe they gave them hard towels. Wait, you ain't getting Dollar General. It's no knock on Dollar General. You got to do what you got to do. You understand what I'm saying.
I go out and I buy, make sure that the linen is nice, that they have towels.
Oh,
so that's, but it's an inconvenience for him.
Oh, my God.
Right? So let's talk about what that inconvenience is and what it looks like and how we can utilize the power of agreement to make sure that we aren't disgruntled or upset preparing for the holidays.
So that you keep a peaceful home, man. But that's the part that tripped me out, even when, because now you're talking about, you know, because now if you're having a party at your house, you know, you have everybody come to your house. But let's look at it on the flip side of when you're going to their house, how it's inconvenient. Because now we hustling, bustling to get ready to walk out the door. But it's like, listen, the food, well, we got to be there at 6. Because, you know, a lot of couples that we've talked to, you got one that's, you know, move to the beat of their own drum.
One that's punctual and one that is not.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get
I
to.
I will be the one that is not.
Yeah, I'm the one like, listen, we got to go. But no. It depends on what it is, because it'll switch. So say if she like to give, because she like to give a good impression. I'm with it. There's nothing fake or phony about it, but she like to give a good impression. So when she's giving a good impression, them the ones I be like, I ain't got time for that. So it switched, because then she's punctual. It's like, listen, I get there when I get there. But then
not only that, but like, so it's got to be a good impression, but it's got to be presentable. Like if I'm going to somebody's house for the first time, I always bring a gift.
Right.
It's a bottle of wine, some flowers, a meal, a dish. So I'm always bringing something for the house. That's just because I just think that it's a beautiful thing thank you
Listen,
for inviting me and my family over.
And this is what I always say. This is the inconvenience, because we got to stop by the stove if it's open. If we forgot to get it, it's an inconvenience. I say, listen, They did not tell us to bring nothing but ourselves. I'm trying to be obedient to the house. But no, we got to bring something just to show our gratitude. You better be grateful I'm showing up.
How can we, in the power of agreement, with, if you know me, you know my style, you know how I like to do things with class, how have we been able to? Because, and
well, if you know me and you know how to do things country.
So here's what one thing that I did learn. If I know in advance that we're going to somebody's, I will try to prepare that in advance.
In advance, yeah.
So I'll that go you do. If I'm going to, you know, buy a bottle of wine, if I'm going to do a card or a gift card, I go when I get that.
Then
it's
no, there's no,
but then that's no issue.
There's no issue. There's no inconvenience.
Right.
But, you know, sometimes how, you know, I mean, I must say it happened on maybe a few occasions, not a lot. Because a lot of times, you know, we are, you already have all that stuff set ready to go because she already know me. I know Eric going to be dragging along, so.
There will be just a couple of times, like for parties, if we're going to a party or something, and I had one thing set aside, and then, you know, I forgot a gift card, or I wanted to add a gift card last minute.
Yeah.
And that takes him over.
I'm not over the roof. I am on it.
You're ready to go off the edge.
I am leaning. I'm leaning. But no, but that's the thing. As far as with that, you know, I think for us, you have to get to know. I guess how I would say when you know who your spouse is, and that goes on both sides. Then it comes to that meeting, that place where you can reason with one another. All right, listen, the stores ain't there, so that means, babe, we got to leave a little bit earlier so we can stop by the store.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's just like then that means. You know me, if I'm the one that don't mind being late, because I know this is how you are. Now let me be the first one in the car saying, "Yo, I had to wait on y'all." You know what I mean? So that's what I think. What would you do?
No, I think that was good. I mean, for me, it's just preparing in advance because I know otherwise it takes you over the roof. Like you are, y'all.
I'm sorry. Hey, pray for me. I tell. He's not through with me yet.
And what I do too, I have a mini Bath and Body Works store.
Oh my God. So, she can open up a Bath and Body Works, you know, like them little things you have in the mall,
them little kiosks.
She can literally open up one of them joints. Yeah, no problem. I mean, it's like she got the latest and greatest. I mean,
I do.
And I said, hold on. I said, didn't they just put this on the shelf yesterday? Like, yeah, I got it. They had an early sale, so I was able to get some.
I get
some.
The coupons. What? I get when they go on sale. And throughout the year, like I do. Don't please.
I'm about to take it down. So we're about to go have communion.
So, and then I will try to buy gift cards throughout the year. I do a service through like a bulk gift card service where I get the gift cards with a discount price. So I just do that. And so that way I have like a box of journals, gift cards, other little things. So if something were to come up, I'm always prepared.
And that's the thing, I must say, that's one thing I am grateful for you because, man, you look so, I won't say, yeah, you look ahead and you literally prepare yourself. And it's like, it's literally been a blessing because I don't know, you always treat people as though they are the most important one. And so I'm very grateful for that. I'm not saying that I didn't see it before, but I really just recognize that.
You really just recognize
because that just saved us some time now, because while you say you ain't bring me nothing, you better go talk to Tamika. She got about she's got some lotions, some creams, gift card. Hey, you better get that one. They get the Visa one. Now, if you love to eat, now she got B-dubs in there too.
Right.
But
So during this time, during this season, if you realize that you don't want this to be an inconvenience, how can we help the people?
But my thing is, it's that you kind of, if you know who you are.
Number one.
Plan ahead.
Okay, plan ahead.
If you know who you are, plan ahead. And I say that's what you've done. You plan ahead.
You know what? I would say number one, have the conversation.
Yeah.
Because what if you have that as an inconvenience and it bothers the heck out of you, but you never told your husband or you never told your wife?
Yeah.
So have the conversation.
Have the conversation.
First,
right.
Then number two, plan ahead.
Plan ahead. And that because then that also saves on you too, because you know, if you have like an extra $25 or extra $30, you can just get those little small things that, you know, it's because some things are just across the board.
Right. You know, and if you don't have it, don't give it.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Like, I like to give. And there was a time where we didn't have it, but I still wanted to give. So it would cause frustration and debates in our marriage because
this is not the great debate.
That's, I heard somebody say heated fellowship. Yeah.
Heated fellowship.
So it would cause heated fellowships because he's looking at the dollars and I'm looking at, I just want to be able to be a blessing to this couple or this family because they invited us over. But he's like, I need you to be a blessing to us because we don't have this to be able to give.
Right.
And so we had to walk through that. So if you don't have it, don't be compelled to say that you have to give
it. Have to.
Like, you can go to the Dollar Tree and buy a box of blank cards and just write handwritten notes.
Yeah.
Or go to Target and buy the little cute little things and just write handwritten notes.
One thing I've come to notice, even when you did that, is that, man, the cheapest way has always been the way to go. Not saying that we're cheap, because one thing I understand, people, when you're especially going to those people, obviously they have an ideal of who you are because they invited you to their home. And so anything from the heart goes a long way.
Right.
So it's from the heart. You don't look at what it is, but look at in the manner that you're giving.
Right.
And so even when you come to even when you show up to the house and they're asking you to bring the casserole, come on. If you know you don't make good casserole, don't say, I'm going to bring the casserole. Don't do that.
You can go buy the casserole. Well, we just said it was about money. So ask to do something
else. Actually, you could just bring the paper plates, okay?
Right.
Because this is the thing. Don't ask for something. Don't ask to bring something that you know you ain't good at.
Right.
Now, if you feel as though you are the bum when it come down to the sweet potato, but everybody know at the end of the day, you the one still have a full thing of sweet potato pie, then I should tell you something. You may be the bum, but not amongst them. So if you going back amongst them, do not bring your sweet potato pie. Amen.
And if you're going to somebody's house for the holidays and you are sure of what to have, take little pieces at a time and take small bites so that you don't have to, you know, offend anybody.
Offend nobody. I remember this one time. We went to, we was invited to this one house and they made sweet potato pie. And so normally,
and I don't eat everybody's sweet potato because I make a bomb sweet potato pie.
Yes, so you do.
That's the one thing I do. I don't eat everybody's yams. I don't eat everybody's sweet potato pies.
Yes.
Because I'm picky because I do it well.
Yes.
I do it well.
The bomb. It's okay. Go ahead. It's okay. I put that sweet potato pie against anybody.
Yeah.
That even the person that gave her the recipe said, dang, your sweet potato tastes better than mine.
Yeah.
So leave that alone. Anyway, so I'm at this spot, right? We got invited to this one Thanksgiving dinner. And the sweet potato pie, it looked good. Hear me. It looked good.
Y'all know everything looked good on Thanksgiving.
So I grabbed me a slice. Threw it on the plate.
It was one of those gagging off.
It looked good. I was like, hey, Tamika walks by me and tells me something. I told you you should have left that alone. What is this?
Oh,
and so the person that invited us over made the sweet potato pie.
Oh, my goodness.
Looked at me and was like, man, you gotta put some whipped cream on it. I don't eat whipped cream. I took that whipped cream.
Oh my God.
So that's what I'm telling you. I was like, oh my God. I should have listened to my wife when I was getting ready, because she says, babe, listen, all these other pies are cut into. Now it has not been cut.
You better watch.
Oh, man.
My God.
I mean, but that's the thing. But what about, how is the convenience when you are inviting people to your house?
It's the same thing. Have the conversation.
Yeah.
Right? You know, I like to do things a certain way.
Right.
Have the conversation. So we already know if somebody's coming here, okay, he's got to give me an allowance because he already knows, okay, she's going to spend something. So give me an allowance so I don't go beyond that. And what do I need to do?
Right. And remember, your conversation is based off of the dynamics that you have set up in your house, in your marriage. You know, knowing on who's best with what, who's not the best with what. So just know that it's set up based off of your dynamic. So she's basically, when she's saying an allowance, she's talking about, no, the amount that I have budgeted because, right. You know, I'm better with numbers and, you know, for in our dynamics. And so it's, okay, hey, well, this is what you got to spend. And she know in this number, it's the food, it's your gifts,
right.
It's your towels.
He got to make it plain because if he doesn't make it plain, I'll be like, oh, baby, I need this.
I need to get towels.
He was like, well, wait a second. What did you do with all of that? Oh, I didn't realize that was for everything.
Everything.
You got to make sure that it's very
You better make it fit.
Right. And that's across the board with everything.
Oh, I got to tell y'all this. This girl went to Hobby Lobby unsupervised.
Woo, woo, woo. Give me my props.
Less than $10.
And she only bought one item.
She walked in, got what she came in there to get, and walked right back out. I said, girl, are you playing with me? I said, that must be Jesus. I'm trying to tell you, y'all, come on, y'all give her a hand. We thank God that he is moving in her life. Because, man, when she told me, yeah, I got to go to Hobby Lobby, I said, first thing, I said, Lord, help me.
So for you all that don't know, Hobby Lobby is like my store. I can spend hours just walking the store.
And spend hundreds of dollars. And we see a job.
Where I would go in there for like one or two things. I come out with a basket. Like almost two cartfuls.
Yeah. And we told her, I had to tell her last year, no, you don't get a cart.
Put me on cart restriction.
If you can't carry it in your hand, one time she took the whole family in there. I ain't getting no cart. She had everybody full of hands.
Everybody full of hands.
I said, bring me a cart.
And we still spent hundreds of dollars.
I was hot. That was like, you saw whatever, Slam, whatever.
No,
I know the dynamics over here.
So I'm learning. But it's when you have, you don't need to go on and continue to buy. So
yeah.
I was only replacing one item. So I went in the store looking for that one item, found it, and I replaced it, and I left.
And the reason why I was concerned is because we're also going through some renovations. So I'm thinking
that kitchen conversation is going to be a whole new spiel, y'all.
Y'all check it out.
New kitchen.
And so, and she was like, I'm thinking in my mind, she finna get something for the area that's been renovated. Yep. I was like,
I already got that.
Except I'm talking about.
But I let you see it, honey.
Oh, that's what that was for?
That's right.
You did. Just last, my bad. I apologize.
I prepare in advance.
Yeah. So, that's the thing. So when it's coming to here, like you were saying, this when you're inviting the people, like she just said, it's that same conversation. But when you're saying to the people, if you're telling people to bring stuff, know what they're good at. Because we had to tell somebody, though, you bring the chips. Listen. I need you to be on time because you got the paper plates.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Don't let the person who always late bring the plates and the silver.
And the cups.
You get them the dessert.
Yeah, give them a dessert. Something last. No. When she's talking about if they can do the desserts, because listen, this is what I come to find out. Those that can cook, they're generally on time.
They gotta let the pack.
That's what I said. They're generally on time because they're normally doing their stuff the day before, so they gotta pick up and go. Are you thinking I want? Because they want to get to the house early so they can warm it up, right?
If you cooking your food for Thanksgiving on the day of Thanksgiving, you really can't cook.
Ooh.
I'm sorry. You need to at least the day before be preparing your stuff.
Come on now, listen. Yeah. I'm just saying because I got to start. Oh, that's right. I gotta go grab me. I'm late getting my turkey.
You late.
Hey, don't tell me.
It's all good.
It's all great. But hey,
and then too, understand what your rules and your boundaries are for your home as you have guests coming in. Make sure that you and your spouse are on the same page because you have people now coming into your home and you don't want to go beyond those boundaries or allow an outsider to come into your home to exceed those boundaries.
Right, because then that causes distinction amongst the ranks.
Yeah.
And so that's one thing you want to make sure that you continue to be, being one. Because the thing is, you know, when they leave, it's still, you still got to, it's you and your spouse. So, you know, you want to make sure that you are, you want to make sure that you are still on the same page when it comes down to your boundaries and whatnot. So, you know, that's a good thing that you just said. So I'm trying to tell you, because, you know, people, they just, some folks don't know how to act and other folks has. I'm just saying.
Right. So, right.
But I want to hit you with a few questions. So I want you doing this, and this is just for you and your wife. So what are you most thankful for about this marriage? What is it and why?
Ooh. What am I most thankful for?
And I want you to ask your spouse too. Ask your spouse these same questions.
Okay. Because this is the season for being grateful and thankful. I'm most thankful that we are stronger together.
Whoa.
When we come together, we are the greatest force against anything that comes around us. And we've overcome challenges together. We've overcome deaths together. We've overcome divorce together. We've overcome parenting together. We've overcome being set to fail together. Like we overcome so much together. And so I'm most thankful for our ability to be able to set aside our differences, set aside our pride, our ego, to really come together, hands on the ground, feet on the ground, boots on the ground, get in the trenches and really be able to work well together.
Wow, that was like so heavy for me, like boom. Dang.
That was gonna be yours. That's what I'm most thankful for.
What I am most thankful for is, I know everybody always think about, well, I know when we kind of talk about it, you know, the movie Mr. and Mrs. Smith. But I'm thankful because of you always had my back. There hasn't been, when we overcame divorce, there hasn't been one time you left my side, didn't cover my back. And it's like, yo, I'm grateful for that, because I come to realize everybody don't have that and don't know the importance of your spouse having your back. Because when you're talking about, because either if your hands are in the dirt with me, you're actually watching my back when them joints get into the thick of things. Because, you know, sometimes you can be in the thick part of whatever you're dealing with or going through, but then there's just that one area where someone has to watch your back, because you only have enough strength to make the one lane for everybody to follow in, and you always had my back. When I lean back, I'm like, what you doing? I'm strengthening you. What you? I'm making sure you good back here. Right? I just had to kill this such and such because, you know, they was creeping up. But it's that. And so I must say, I'm grateful for that. I'm really grateful for that. And I think that's that big piece that really make us such a dominant force.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm telling you one thing about, man, with your marriage is you're stronger together.
Yeah.
So anytime when you feel isolated, you're not at your strongest.
Yeah.
Because you gotta understand, like they say, two heads are better than one. You know what I mean? So when you're kind of isolated, you don't have that sounding board to like, yo, what you think about this? You know what I'm saying? What you think about that? And that's the one thing that, like she said, that we're able to put our egos aside and maybe get in there together. Because sometimes, I mean, you kind of touched on this, what the Lord just dropped to me, was that we misunderstand the scripture, what it tells us in, I think it's in Ephesians 5, 21. I think is where that's where it's at, when it says, submit ye one to another. And that's lay aside your egos. We already know what we understand what our order is, but that's laying aside the ego so that we come together and reach the one common goal. That's deep, yo. Give me a kiss.
Yeah. Really? Oh my gosh. He's a nutcase, y'all. So if you are watching for the first time, know that he's a nutcase.
I'm tired of this disclaimer going out there. I'm not a nutcase.
Yes. And then that's the one thing that I'm most grateful, but I am also very, very grateful for how you do spend time with God and you hear and you inquire. Mm. You know, if I'm not feeling well and I don't know how to communicate what's going on, like, he inquires on my behalf to make sure that he's able to really be able to get to the core and to meet me spiritually, emotionally. Yeah.
You want to know why I do that? I'll be honest with you. You know why I do that? The reason why I do that, because when she ain't all the way together, I got to ask the Lord. Because
I'm an onion. I have layers.
Oh, my God. I got to ask. She's, I'm going to be honest. It's all right if I be
layers.
Because I'm like, Lord, I don't feel like dealing with this. What's going on so we can deal with it right now? Because I'm like, oh, you know this body. You created it. You gave it to me, but you created it. So I need to know what's going on because... I don't know. I might sweet foot this lady.
Right. I'm grateful for that.
But nah, it's not saying it's because guess what? We all have our individual challenges.
Right.
But when you have that one to cover you, pray for you, strengthen you, you know, encourage you, that makes things so much better.
Right.
So, you know, this is funny that you said that. So check this. If you could write a letter.
No. Not that one. I wanted to ask you about food.
Oh, Lord.
Yes. So if our love was a food dish, what would it be and why?
That's a good one. If our love
was a food dish, think about all of these amazing foods out here
that we can cook or that we taste that's good.
It doesn't matter. If our love was a food dish, what would it be and why?
If our love was a food dish, mm-hmm. what would it be and why? I would say it would have to be a plate. Because it can't be a dish. It gotta be a couple dishes.
Oh my gosh.
So I need, because our love is greens and cornbread. Something that you can mix together.
And it's good.
Some eat it with a fork, some eat it with their hands. Because the things that our love, some things we had to do with the fork being prissy. And then something we had to get down and dirty and get into it. Because even the hint of vinegar and the hint of spice that's even in the greens.
And that turkey neck.
Ooh. You do make yours with turkey
I
neck.
I do.
And that meat that meat. Yeah.
So relax. Oh my gosh.
But that piece. But then we come to the good mac and cheese where it's creamy. And just got that nice glaze or crust on it from the oven. And it's just because...
It's a little burnt on the edges.
Yeah, a little burnt on the edges because, you know, even though we have that creamy moment, that creamy area, you know, some things we did still get burned along the way. Mm. And so, then we got to hit it with that fried chicken. So we took some of our thoughts that we had to do, we had to deep fry it. Because we had to peel out all the nutrients because it wasn't good for us. But then for others, they like the baked chicken. The baked chicken will still hold the nutrients. Woo, come on here, Jesus. So our love, there are things that we had to kill off, but then there's things that we had to save. Woo, Lord, come on here. I'm making them feel good. And then to top it off.
Interesting.
And then to top it off, I got to hit it with that sweet potato pie.
Okay.
Because that's the thing that... Cover your sweet potato pie. We can't do everybody's sweet potato pie. That's just sending the wrong message. But that sweet potato pie, because then that sweet potato pie can do two things. Act as a pie or even as the yams. Because there was times that we had to be, there are times we had to stand in each other's shoes to handle certain things. But that's our love because we come to understand what oneness feels like. So just because you see a sweet potato pie, but you gonna, by the time you get it to it, you're going to think it's a yam. Come on, you're not. Woo!
Okay.
Yeah. So
okay.
I had to put it in a plate.
You had to put it in a plate?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. What
but
about?
That's like a soul food dish, and most people only eat like that heavy once a year.
Say it again. It's like a what?
Soul food.
Say it again. It's like a what?
Oh my gosh.
Say it again. It's like a what?
Soul.
There it is. Food. Well, our souls is together on this. That's right.
Okay. All right.
You know, all right. You want to look at it? Because we hung out with some Italians for a couple of Thanksgivings ago.
I was going to say lasagna because of the layers.
Mm-hmm.
And each layer has its own delicacy, right? Mm-hmm. So you have the ricotta cheese, and then you have the cheese, and then you have the meat sauce, and you have the sauce and the meat, and then you have the lasagna, you got the cheese on top, and then like all that ooey good stuff. Oh. And then even with the lasagna, you can burn a little bit on the top in the crust. But it's all hearty. It's all good. It's all, and then it's still a little messy, but then it's still really good.
But why the lasagna?
Because it has layers.
Oh, because it has the layers. If I had to go that way, I'd probably say the wedding soup.
The wedding soup?
That wedding soup was so the bomb.
Really good, authentic Italian soup. Yeah. Wedding soup is really, really good. Oh, it has so many different flavors that dance around in your mouth.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Okay. Ooh. Okay. Ooh, okay. Yeah.
So now, so wait a minute, can I go to the question I had asked her?
Go ahead.
Okay. If you could write
a
letter.
Right.
To send to us.
Uh-huh.
On the day we became official, what would it say and why?
If I could go back and write a letter to us, knowing what I know now?
If you can go back and write a letter to us.
On the day that we got married.
And the day that we became official.
And you almost hit the guy coming down the thing because you were trying to rush to
get. Ain't nobody telling him to walk out on a busy street.
It was by the mall, honey.
It don't matter. It was still a busy street. He was not in the crosswalk. He was two steps outside of the crosswalk.
Oh, my goodness. What would I go back and write a letter and send to us on that day?
What would you say?
Have to make it short, right?
What would you say?
I would say to your journey ahead, make sure
she about to get deep.
That you keep God first.
Mm-hmm.
Know that there are going to be so many different challenges, hills and valleys that are coming to break you, that are coming to destroy what God has joined together. But don't ever, ever lose sight.
Mm.
Every day forgive. Be fast to forgive. Every day be grateful for each opportunity to be able to see each other, be amongst each other, and breathe the same air as each other.
Mm.
And don't allow the pettiness and the small things to keep your eyes off focus of what God wants to do through you.
Wow.
That's what I would say.
That's what you would say. You're so deep.
I'm so deep. Oh, my gosh. Did you ask me what I would say? Now, where are you going? You got, you can't. No. You cannot.
So, I actually got a letter. We got a couple pages here. I got a couple pages.
You seriously? Oh, my God.
I got a couple pages here. So, Lord. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I had a lot to say. But nah, yeah, I had a lot to say. But nah, no. What I would say to myself, learn patience quickly. I mean, that's what
to
I want.
To yourself or to us?
My bad.
What is really going on? Is this a letter to you or a letter to us?
My bad.
What are we doing?
They wrote the letter that's like to Eric. It's two to me. So,
wow.
But
okay.
But for real. Writing a letter, I was like, yo, it's going to be a roller coaster, but just know you're going to win.
Yeah.
Through the downs, just know your roller coaster is finna go up. Even though it might spiral down, but you're going to rock it right back up. It's going to be some areas in it where it's going to be cool and, you know, yet still fun. But then it's going to be some area where it's going to be cool and still terrifying. There's going to be some areas where it's going to be nice and sunny and fun, but then there's going to be some areas where it's going to be nice and sunny and terrifying. But remember, you're going to win. No matter what people say, no matter what people do, they will not understand you, but just go ahead and do it anyway. As long as your boo is with you, keep it moving. Keep it moving. And that's literally what I would write, because the funny thing is, I remember this old lady said to me, she said, if anything happened, God forbid, to where your wife cannot perform anymore, that means bump uglies, but cannot perform anymore, will you stay for the duration of y'all's life? I took a whole week and thought about it, because that's a roller coaster when you're talking about care for an individual. That's a roller coaster. And I thought long and hard. And I'm telling you, I was young too. I still thought long and hard. Even during our times where it did get a little rough, I remember that very question. And that's what helps me. I'm being so honest. That's what helps me to stay in there. Even off my own stupidity, when I know I'm doing wrong, that question will come back and I'll be like, oh man, what am I doing? So yeah, man, that'll be the letter. That'll be why.
Okay.
Oh wow, man! I tell you, we's good. You know, I'm telling you, when you sit down with your spouse in this holiday season, man, sit down and ask those two questions. Even while y'all out cooking or whatever you're doing, baby, if I was a food dish, what would it be and why? You know, right. And I tell you, man, I can get real.
Oh
but
my
I don't
gosh,
know
no, we don't. Man. Yes, no. So. So I want you to just make sure, because, you know, time is coming to a close and we want to make sure that we honor your time. I do want to ask one last
thing. We got one more question, man.
If your significant other makes a home-cooked meal for Thanksgiving and is next
as a mother
day, how would you handle the rest of the feast? We kind of hit on this just a little bit earlier.
Well, we didn't really go that deep.
I mean, we were at somebody else's house, but what if it was your spouse?
Yeah.
Right? Who was cooking that meal and it was nasty to the A. Like, it was just... like, you go... Because here's the thing. Thanksgiving is like, it seems like you wait all year to get to that good meal. You go to so when we were back in Florida, we would go to everybody's house.
We hit by four or five houses.
We would make rounds and go to everybody's house. And we knew who house we were going to for dessert. We knew second plate. Like, we knew. And so you sit down to go for Thanksgiving. Like, you don't eat with hesitation.
No.
You go and you get that big plate, the big spoonful. You bite in, and like Eric did that one time. Ooh. With the apple pie.
Sweet potato pie.
Huh? And you did that with the sweet potato pie, and it's nasty. Like, ooh. Would you eat the rest of your meal?
No, child.
Would you play around with food to kind of hide some under each other?
What about the house we had? What about the house we had got invited to that we didn't eat at? No, because remember. Remember, Aaliyah had grabbed this big old plate.
Now, see, we try to prep our children, especially if it's somebody else we don't normally go to. Because you're in ministry, people invite you to just come by. And, you know, you want to come by and you want to be able to be a blessing and show up and have a good time, but you don't know what everybody cooking. We try to prepare our kids and we say, you know, so back in the South, they tell you eat before you go.
Yeah.
So in case it's nasty or in case you don't like it.
That new place.
You already full.
Yeah.
We try to prep our kids. And when you go, put a little bit on your plate at a time until you know that it's good.
She had this plate. That joint was about this big. And had a pot. I don't know because you got to remember. Yeah, you got to remember, some folks do pumpkin, some do sweet potato. I'm going to leave it at that. So she had
her, wasn't that cake.
She had her plate.
Oh, my gosh, I got to eat some of that.
And she had this pumpkin pie with it. And so she was like, oh, yeah, sit down. Oh, I said, everything look good. She did this. And so me, she said, Daddy, I was like, I said, what's up? She said, said, "Dad, this don't taste good." I said, "Try another. Just try something else." And she goes, "Everything I got is nasty." And so the people looked at it and was like, "Oh, I bet it's good, huh?" That Leah said,
"Oh my goodness, it's hilarious."
I was like, "Oh, it's not good." I was like, "Listen, just grab some turkey. Just grab some turkey. Just grab some turkey."
Oh,
but yeah, you got to prep. But if your significant other,
for me, like I remember the time you cooked the turkey and you still had the wrap.
No, that was a ham.
The ham, and you still had the wrap, the plastic wrapper on it.
Yeah.
What did we do? Did we still eat that? We still ate the ham.
Yeah, because I peeled off the.
But everything else was good. So yeah. I think what I normally do, if I get to a place, I normally just do small portions, number one.
And then I've never had it before. You make a second plate.
Right. And then I take my food and I hide it underneath each other. Like I play around
with it. Your next
and make it look like I've eaten some. So when you play around with your food, you move it around.
Yeah, move it around.
The food changes form.
Right.
So it looks a little smaller.
It looks like something been gone.
And that way they aren't as offended that I'm throwing a whole plate of food in the trash.
And then you put your napkin on.
Right.
Hey, listen. Well, I'm telling you now, like when she was learning how to cook, oh my God.
But Thanksgiving was always good. I will do a feast for Thanksgiving and for Christmas and sometimes Easter. Outside of that, Eric is the chef.
She'll cook. Now, because see, remember we had to take far as to answer that question. We had to take it back.
Yeah.
We had to take it back.
Yeah.
And taking it back to our beginning days, I mean, yeah, she's like, "Oh, baby, test the thing." The only thing she knew was salt and pepper. That was it.
But it wasn't for the holiday.
No paprika.
But it wasn't for the holiday.
No seasoning salt.
That's not a Thanksgiving meal.
Hey, it's a meal.
No, that wasn't Thanksgiving.
But
called back home to my great aunt and I was like, "Hey,
oh, man.
Can you send me your recipe for such and such?" And I would try it. And it turned out great.
And she followed the recipe to the letter.
It was good.
I mean, because I think I always did the meats.
I always did the meat. I did the collard greens, the mac and cheese,
her collard greens are good.
The yams and the sweet potato pies.
Man, her yams, oh my God, her yams are good. Oh my God. I'm going to tell you, man, her sweet potato pies are so good. We was doing this, we was at that early years.
Yeah, and the pie crust molded because we didn't know, we were young. We didn't know to put the pie crust in the freezer once we got it back home
from
the grocery store. So we left the pie crust out and it molded.
Right, so we had to go and get new ones.
I had all of this filling for the sweet potato pie.
Yeah.
And us and one of our friends, they were like, "Wait a minute. We don't have no pie crust. All the stores are closed."
Yes.
They were like, "We gonna figure out a way to make some pie crust.
He made
it from scratch. She was like, "No, we gonna have.
We gonna get these pies. We gonna add this and that joint, rolling that sun, slap them suns on the plates." He said, "Hey, it's good. I got one for me. Here's one for you."
Yeah, it was good.
It was good. So, I mean, that's funny. We want to, hey, this Thanksgiving.
Yeah, just keep it light. Enjoy your family.
Yeah, enjoy your family. Life is too short. Even coming after the COVID-19, looking at how many people has lost a loved one and still have lost loved ones throughout this time frame. You know, we understand. Like, I have a buddy of mine that, you know, he took on two hard deaths. And so we come to understand that it's going to be a first for him.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a first. People. Yeah, it's going to be, and it's a first for a lot of people. It's your first Thanksgiving without them. It's going to be, you know what I'm saying, your first Christmas without them, your first New Year, your first President's Day, Veterans Day, whatever. All these are all first.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we don't want to take light of, you know, that you have, but, you know, while you remember who you lost, but still continue to thank God for what God still have allowed you to be in the midst of today. Because I guarantee you're not the only one. If you're the only one going through, give us a call, send us an email, and we'll have no problem with encouraging you and reaching out, showing you, you know, giving air hugs and whatnot. But basically being here for you.
And don't be alone this holiday season. If you need somebody to sit with you or you need to go to somebody's house or just don't be alone. So reach out to us. If you are in the area where we are, we will see if we can partner with someone to make sure that you don't have to be is sitting at home this holiday season by yourself.
Right.
All right. So with that, we love you. We thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate you. Babe, do you want to go ahead and pray us out?
Well, let's do that. Father in heaven, Lord God, we thank you, Father. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for this holiday season. God, we thank you, Father God, for just being who you are. God, we thank you for those that are watching, listening. God, wherever they may be, Father God, I pray now in the name of Jesus, God. I come against the spirit of loneliness,
yes.
Father God. And God, I speak that there is a togetherness with your peace, with your love, with your unity, God, with your patience, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, continue to strengthen your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus, continue to strengthen the marriages, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we just want to just tell you thank you, Father, because we are grateful even on this Thanksgiving day, Thanksgiving week, God, we are still just grateful for who you are. And so, Father, we just want to honor you, God. God, in spite of everything, Father, we still tell you thank you because you are the author and the finisher of our faith. And so, Father, we just want to tell you thank you. So, God, we bless you. We honor you, God. God, yeah, you continue to watch over those that have lost that love for Father. So, God, we rebuke the spirit of loneliness, oh God, while you comfort them, oh God, during their time of grief.
Yes.
And so, Father God, we ask now, Lord, that you just continue to wrap your arms around them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you and we bless you, oh God. We say this prayer in your Son Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm your girl, Tamika.
I'm your boy, E-Rocknam.
And we'll see you next time.
Mahalo.
Thank you for tuning in to Marriage Takeover. Connect with us on Facebook at Marriage Takeover.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.